Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Anti- and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. campuses. We have the story.
A bomb threat on the WSU campus. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Smoking while on oxygen led to a house fire in South Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses across the country. Fox's Steve Harrigan tells us more from Columbia University.
One of the worst was Emory University in Atlanta. In the early morning, some demonstrators came onto campus. They were removed using tear gas, tasers, and even some rubber bullets. Some screamed as they were carried out. Emory officials were quick to say that these protesters were not part of the campus community. They were not Emory students. They said almost all of them were outside agitators coming on to cause trouble and what Emory said, criminal behavior they were carrying out. Here we were concerned about possible violence, a heavy police presence around Columbia. There were really competing marches, one pro-Israel, one anti-Israel. Some of the flyers to get people to come out said, be prepared for a fight.
Columbia University officials say demonstrators have committed to removing a number of tents from an encampment created on a campus lawn as they work toward an agreement.
The Supreme Court appears unlikely to give former President Trump absolute immunity in the election interference case against him, but could define new limits to prosecuting presidents.
The urgent matter of former President Trump's trial for election interference is not the only issue justices considered.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, the attorney for former President Trump, contends without blanket immunity, a president won't be able to make bold and fearless action when it's most needed. But the lawyer for the Justice Department warned against creating a new presidential power. Justices appeared to search for a middle ground, distinguishing between official acts and personal acts. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Police investigated a bomb threat on the campus of Wichita State University last night. In a news release, WSU said campus police got a call about 10 p.m. indicating the presence of a bomb on campus at Wallace Hall and the Starbucks on 21st Street. A search found no bomb on the campus nor at the store.
Two people were hospitalized in critical condition following a house fire in South Wichita.
It happened around 6:30 Wednesday evening in the 2100 block of South Water near Main and Mount Vernon. Crews arrived and found two people and their dog. The people were transported to an area hospital. One person has been released. The other remains listed in stable condition. Investigators determined that the fire was due to someone smoking while using oxygen. The fire caused $30,000 in damage. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A new report finds Haskell University in Lawrence failed to respond to student complaints about sexual assault, fraud, and theft. Also alleging that certain employees were wrongfully terminated. U.S. Senator from Kansas, Jerry Moran, has now asked the Department of the Interior to conduct its own transparent investigation.
Many of them have leaders and tribal members who have been educated at Haskell. They care about Haskell and want to be helpful to Haskell. But we need to get the basics in place at Haskell so other tribes and other Native Americans and just Americans in general can be helpful to that cause.
The latest investigation was conducted by the Bureau of Indian Affairs Administrative Investigations Board.
KNSS News Time, now 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The Kansas City Chiefs make their round one draft pick last night. And got some speed. We'll tell you about that coming up in sports.
A shortage of veterinarians could be putting pets at risk. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Wichita's League 42 youth baseball organization is about more than bats, balls, and gloves. League 42 founder Bob Lutz tells KNSS News, this is the league's 11th year.
Yeah, we're approaching 3,000 kids, different kids, and, you know, a lot of families. And our league has gained popularity as it's gone along. The word of mouth has spread. Families, parents want their kids to be active. We've added all kinds of educational opportunities to League 42. It was just a baseball organization for the first 10 years of our existence.
League 42 made national news in January when vandals stole and destroyed the league's Jackie Robinson statue from McAdams Park in North Wichita. Major League Baseball and private donations are helping to replace the statue. Bob Lutz is our guest this weekend on Issues 2024, Saturday and Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
Do you have expired prescription drugs? Well, you can safely dispose of them during tomorrow's Take Back Day.
Saturday is National Prescription Drug Take Back Day, the perfect time to dispose of your unused or expired prescription drugs. The event is held twice a year in communities across the U.S. by the Drug Enforcement Administration in an effort to prevent medication misuse and potential opioid addiction. The last Take Back Day was held in October and brought in 300 tons of medication at more than 4,600 sites nationwide. This brings the total amount of prescription drugs collected by the DEA since the fall of 2010 to more than 17.9 million pounds of medication. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A shortage of veterinarians could be putting pets at risk.
Pets in many parts of the country having to wait weeks or months for care because of a shortage of veterinarians. Recent study by Mars Veterinary finds that by the year 2030, there could be 15,000 fewer vets than needed to care for pets nationwide. The vet shortage started during the COVID pandemic, where more than 23 million households got a pet and there were not enough vets coming into the industry. The high cost of student loans said to be at least partly to blame. To repay them, many vets are leaving rural or less populated areas for cities where it's more lucrative. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
A woman in Arkansas could be headed to prison for stealing things from her workplace.
Candace Chapman Scott worked at a mortuary in Little Rock, Arkansas. Her job was to prepare for cremation the remains of cadavers that had been previously donated to medical schools. But she's admitted to packing up 24 boxes of body parts and selling them to a Pennsylvania man for nearly $11,000. Jeremy Pauley called himself a body parts collector. He's already pleaded guilty to abuse of a corpse and interstate transportation of stolen property. Candace Scott faces up to 30 years in prison and $500,000 in fines. Her sentencing date hasn't been set yet. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, well, things are looking okay out there. Traffic conditions, we do have some mist and fog in the Wichita area. It does look to be a fairly light visibility. The Eisenhower National Airport listed at 7 miles right now. On the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, roadways dried out. Traffic volumes have picked up. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve and Ted. Happy Friday. How we doing?
Happy Friday.
Great Friday. Wonderful Friday morning, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people excited to get into the weekend. However, whatever your plans are, we need to make sure that we're staying safe out there and staying aware. We are one day closer to Wichita's greatest risk of seeing strong to severe storms this week. You know, a lot of the severe weather has been kind of avoiding the Wichita area, but that will likely change by the time we get into our Saturday. So let's go ahead and hop right into the forecast. We did have some rainfall, a few thunderstorms nearby late last night. Not really getting any of that, is the majority of that rainfall now off to our east. I know we had some of that rainfall yesterday. Nice to, you know, nice to switch things things up, get some moisture. I know we need more, and we do have more on the way over this upcoming weekend. So we'll go from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky. But then we'll have to watch out for another chance of seeing a few storms develop, especially east of the Kansas Turnpike. One or two of those could be strong to severe with wind and hail. An isolated tornado can't be ruled out. So just something to keep in mind if you do commute to the east, or if you'll be going to the east and commuting back toward this way later on today. So that's going to be later this afternoon. A little bit later on in the evening, we should be in the clear when it comes to any kind of a severe risk nearby. 80 degrees today, going to be warmer too, and then only dropping down to 60 degrees later on tonight. Once again, another mild morning. Should be mainly dry, but also a cloudy start to our Saturday, and then that severe risk going to gradually kick back into gear. So here's how Saturday is going to play out. Mainly dry start, a few showers, couple of rumbles of thunder beginning to move in around midday. Right after that, strong to severe storms quickly developing anytime after 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, and a few tornadoes is going to be a possibility, as well as damaging winds and very large hail, all on the table as possibilities tomorrow afternoon and all the way through the evening. High of 79 degrees, still going to be warm and windy as well, in addition to that storm chance. Now, once we get into our Sunday, starting off the day with a few leftover showers around the Wichita area, should gradually dry out through midday, but then there's also going to be another slim chance of seeing a few storms develop. Still looks like a similar risk compared to today's, where it looks like things are going to be around and east of the turnpike, but that risk also needs to be respected as all forms of severe weather going to be a possibility. Once we get into our Monday, finally able to catch a breather, things staying dry Monday, Tuesday, 73 on Monday, 80 degrees Tuesday. We're going to be bouncing back and forth between the 80s and the 70s, honestly, at least over the next week or so. Not expecting any major temperature swings. By the time we get towards the middle of next week, 20% chance of shower storms. So we'll get a break for a couple of days. Right now, keeping Thursday dry, but if things continue to look unsettled, may have to throw in a small chance for rain that day as well. Right now, we're at 67 degrees, cloudy skies, breezy conditions with gusts all the way up to nearly 30 miles an hour. And as Jad mentioned, yeah, visibility down to 7 miles. Warm front lifting over us, causing a little bit of mist, some fog. So just watch out for that this morning.
All right. Thank you, Ronald, the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Steve at 10 in the morning here on this Friday, April 26th. And we had a mostly cloudy, windy day across south central Kansas Thursday. High temperature 65 degrees, normal high 71. And we recorded at Eisenhower Airport 0.26. Just a little over a quarter of an inch of rain at Eisenhower. The big date in local weather history, 1991 on this date. The Wichita Andover tornado roared into history. Yeah. The deadliest of 55 tornadoes to occur that day. The F5 had a track 46 miles long, reached 1/2 mile wide. It killed 17, injured 225, caused an estimated $300 million damage, of which $62 million occurred at McConnell Air Force Base.
Went right through the Air Force Base. And by the time it got to Andover, it was an F5 and just wiping things off the map at that point.
Yeah, out of those 17 deaths, 13 occurred at the Golden Spur Mobile Home Park in Andover, 1991.
And for years and years, you could see right where it went across the turnpike, because all the trees were mangled and dead. Yeah. And, of course, it wiped out St. Vincent de Paul Church in Andover and many other things there.
All right. In this state in 2018, comedian Bill Cosby was convicted of drugging and molesting a Temple University employee, Andrea Constand, at his suburban Philadelphia mansion in 2004. Cosby was later sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison, but Pennsylvania's highest court threw out the conviction and released him from prison in June of 2021, ruling that the prosecutor in the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. All right.
You're a victim, and then that's the decision that gets made. Well, prosecutor didn't. You can go. What if you're one of his victims? How does that sit with you?
Well, you got off on a technicality.
Yeah.
Carol Burnett's 91 today.
Bless her heart. She's been making the rounds on the talk shows.
Has she?
She seems like she's 71. She does not seem like a 90-year-old person.
She has 7 Primetime Emmy Awards. She has a Tony, a Grammy, and 7 Golden Globe Awards.
Talk about a national treasure.
She was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2005, the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor in 2013, and the Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award in 2015. Her show, whenever you got Harvey Korman on there and Tim Conway, amazing things happen.
Comedy gold.
The funniest part of it was
50 years later, and that stuff's still funny.
The funny part was Harvey Korman could not stay straight because Conway would just pull something. You know, it was unrehearsed.
Oh yeah, he'd seen something he hadn't seen in rehearsal.
Oh boy, yeah, terrific show and quite an entertainer. Carol Burnett, 91 years old.
She's awesome.
You bet. It's 7:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And sports time now with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, last night we had the 89th annual National Football League draft get underway. Everything taking place in Detroit last night for first round action as all the NFL teams took their first pick. Kansas City Chiefs, as Super Bowl champs, had the last pick in the first round. But they did make a trade with the Buffalo Bills and moved up a few spots. Here's the pick on the NFL Network.
The Buffalo Bills have traded the 28th pick to the Kansas City Chiefs. With the 28th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs, select Xavier Worthy.
There it is.
The 5'11 wide receiver, speedy guy out of the Texas Longhorns in college. One of the great receivers in Texas Longhorns history. Top three all-time in receiving touchdowns. Here's Chiefs general manager Brett Veach.
Super excited today. We're able to make a small move here with Buffalo and move from 32 to 28 and basically move down 38 spots there from our third to their fourth and flop picks there. So obviously Xavier was a guy we were really excited about, and we were kind of just playing the board, and then we had an opportunity to do something there. It was important for us to kind of keep our picks too, so we still had some picks to work with in the next few days. And again, we're excited about adding Xavier to the roster here.
There you go. The Chiefs get some speed. This guy set the NFL scouting combine record this year in the 40-yard dash. No one's ever run it faster than this guy.
Yikes.
Xavier Worthy. Yeah. So there you. And the NFL draft will continue in Detroit for the next 2 days, today and tomorrow, as the Chiefs will have more draft picks on the way. There's your first rounder right there. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals yesterday afternoon hosting the Toronto Blue Jays up at Kauffman Stadium. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As the Royals got things going early, Denny Matthews with the call.
Salvi, baby. Deep left field, he's done it again. 25 RBIs. And by the way, this is game number 26.
That's what you call ambush in the first pitch you see. Now, it was a breaking ball, and he hung it. It's almost like Salvi knew it was coming. It was a shot, a beautiful swung on gone.
Sorry, my mistake there. That was the TV call of that home run. We'll have Denny's call in the 8 o'clock hour.
Did they say he's driven in 26 runs?
Yeah, he's just on a tear here
already
in the month of April. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Salvi's just having a great month. And no surprise that the Royals are winning.
They're winning.
Winning games,
yeah,
because of that. So the Royals had an early 2-0 lead, and they win it 2-1. The game only lasted 5 innings because it started pouring rain. And, they went 5 innings, and then they had a 3.5-hour rain delay before the game was finally called. Blue Jays were not happy. They thought the umpires bungled that whole thing. Anyway, the Royals have won 3 in a row. All one-run wins against the Blue Jays. Now the Royals are on the road this weekend in Detroit to take on the Tigers. Noon today, 5 p.m. tomorrow. Those games are on KFH. And then 12:30 on Sunday afternoon. That game is here on KNSS. As the Royals are at the Tigers this weekend. The Royals right now with a 2-game lead for a wild card spot here in late April. But nevertheless, Royals are in a good spot right now. A few weeks into the season. It's a home weekend for Wichita State baseball. The Shockers are at home at X Stadium hosting Tulane in conference play. 6 o'clock tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. Mike Kennedy will have the call of Shocker Baseball. All those games are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. And it's a home weekend for the Wichita Sky Kings in pro basketball. Tonight, 7 o'clock, hosting the Little Rock Lightning. That game is at Newman. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, hosting the Santa Ana Thunder. That game is at Wichita Sports Forum on North Greenwich on Sunday afternoon. The Wichita Sky Kings, a couple of home games. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for a house call for health. AI is helping us discover new medical properties within plants. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on a Friday morning. And 67 degrees. Former President Donald Trump's attorneys got their first chance to question a prosecution witness in the hush money trial in New York.
The defense began its cross-examination of ex-National Enquirer publisher David Pecker Thursday. Their line of questioning sought to establish Pecker's 17 years of giving the former president advance notice of potentially damaging stories. It was also established that the former president wasn't the only one for whom the catch-and-kill story suppression strategy was used. A story about former President Trump's ex-wife Marla Maples was one example. Pecker's recall of specific dates was also challenged. Pecker continues answering the defense's questions when court resumes today. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Lightning is believed to have caused a fire in southeast Harvey County. A rural building was damaged in the blaze, brought under control with the help of fire crews from Whitewater and Newton. There were no injuries.
The University of Kansas faculty has approved joining a union. The United Academics of the University of Kansas represents over 1,500 members. After a month of mail-in balloting, votes were counted on Thursday. The result was 850 to 132 in favor of the union. According to a news release, the union will now negotiate a first contract with the KU administration in an effort to raise wages, fortify job security, and protect academic freedom amid turbulent times for the campus and higher education in general.
Federal funding is helping improve affordable housing for low-income residents. The Cerebral Palsy Research Foundation received $2.5 million for the Timbers Apartments in Wichita. Foundation President Patrick Jonas says they will use the money to rebuild the units and bring them up to ADA standards.
When the power chairs made it a lot more accommodating for persons with disabilities, the chairs are much bigger, but unfortunately, they have a tendency to run into walls and appliances and toilets and door jams, and so there's a significant amount of repair if the apartment is not large enough.
And the Wichita City Council has approved $13 million in industrial revenue bonds for sales tax exemptions for the construction.
The latest reading on the economy indicates growth is slowing, though the job market still appears to be strong.
Economic growth was weaker than expected at the start of the year. The gross domestic product for the first quarter rose just 1.6%. Economists were predicting 2.4% growth on an annual basis. The GDP for the end of last year came in at 3.4%. At the same time, the job market appears to be holding up. The number of people filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week came in at 207,000, down 5,000 from the week before. Continuing claims, though, still receiving benefits declined to 1.78 million. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
States are challenging federal rules regarding accommodations for workers' reproductive care.
GOP attorneys general from 17 states, including Tennessee and Arkansas, suing to block federal rules set to take effect in June, entitling workers to time off for abortions, claiming the rules are an illegal interpretation of the Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. Arkansas Attorney General Tim Griffin saying in a statement, business owners will face federal lawsuits if they don't accommodate employees' abortions, even if those abortions are illegal under state law. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission says the law does not require employers or work-based health care plans to cover abortion-related costs, only requiring time off for an abortion or recovery, which does not have to be paid. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
A stormy start to our Friday. Need to watch out for the chance of seeing a couple of strong to severe storms as well. Going from a mostly to a partly cloudy sky, also need to watch out for another round of potentially a couple of stronger storms, especially east of Wichita later today. Warm high of 80. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a cloudy sky. We have a south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour. 67 degrees at Wichita's severe weather station, 98.7 and 1330. KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning, and the Ark River cleanup will attract nearly 1,000 volunteers to remove tons of litter, benefiting both the river and access point along the river. Over the past few decades, more than 40 tons of trash has been collected. Pre-registration for the 2024 event at over 1,200 volunteers now, and you can pre-register at arkrivercleanup.org. Also, they're going to have pre-registration or registration at the event, 8:30 Saturday morning at 151 North Waco, 1st and Waco. And this is City of Wichita's largest Earth Day event.
Ted and I, we were involved in it a few years ago.
A few years.
A lot of cigarette butts. That's what we noticed. Yeah, the Ark River cleanup is tomorrow here in Wichita. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And there's been a development in the Harvey Weinstein case. His 2020 rape conviction has been overturned. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us this morning. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, we talked about a technicality here, but I was listening to the coverage, and it sounds like somebody might have blown it on the prosecution or on the judge's side by admitting certain evidence. Go ahead and tell us about it, Tanya.
Yeah, that is kind of what the New York Court of Appeals said. They found that the judge in Weinstein's 2020 rape case here in New York, and you do have to specify that one because he was also tried and convicted in L.A. in 2022, but the 2020 New York rape case, they said that the trial judge allowed the prosecution to include witnesses, women who testified about allegations of, you know, assault from Weinstein, but those were not part of the original thing he was charged with that he was being tried on. So they said, well, you know, you're including information about past behaviors. You're not sticking strictly to the charges that are, you know, being dealt with as far as the trial goes. And that was the issue that they had with it. They called it an abuse of judicial discretion for the judge to allow testimony from the other women. As far as what's going to happen now, you know, obviously his convictions overturned, his 16-year prison sentence with that one, I guess, vacated. But he's not like he's leaving prison anytime soon. He is also, as I mentioned, was tried in Los Angeles in 2022 of another rape. He was sentenced as well to 16 years. I'm sorry, his New York sentence was 23 years. His L.A. sentence was 16. So he's serving that in upstate New York. Because that was the first one. He may be kept there awaiting, you know, retrial because the Manhattan DA's offices, they will retry him for that rape. Or he could be sent to California to serve his sentence there. At this point, we're not sure exactly what's going to happen with that.
So bottom line is he will stay behind bars, and mm-hmm. there will be another trial, and people will have to come back and testify, I presume, just like before.
Well, at least one of his accusers has already said through her lawyer that she will testify again as far as the New York court case goes. So, yeah, and the Manhattan district attorney said their office put out a statement pretty shortly yesterday after hearing, you know, the news of the overturning of the conviction and said, yeah, we will retry him.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for being with us. We appreciate your coverage this morning, Tanya. That is Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with Steve and Ted in the morning, clearing up what's going on with the Harvey Weinstein case. All right. If you've heard our news this morning, you've heard us talking with Bob Lutz he works on KFH Radio now. What's that? Bob and Tom or Bob and Jeff?
Bob and Jeff.
Jeff's his son.
Great show every afternoon at 2 o'clock over on KFH.
Yeah, we had a conversation. You can hear the whole thing on the Issue Show this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 8 on KNSS. A good conversation with Bob talking about League 42 and what they're doing with the statue. But we got off into some other things, too, and talked about some of the marvelous, marvelous things that Bob and his people are doing. And they got like 600 kids in the program now this year. They've done over 3,000, and these – he talked about one of his – I said, do you have any success stories? I said, yeah. Got kids who go through there, and, you know, they've never had the opportunity to play baseball, and now they've got it. And I think it's a tremendous thing he's doing. And
no doubt.
He's building some citizens for tomorrow. He had one kid, he said he's got – guys graduating, going to go to Princeton University. Going to be an industrial engineer.
Fantastic.
And I imagine he's got more stories like that to tell. But it was good talking to Bob. Talking about the fact that he grew up and listening to radio, play-by-play on radio, wanted to be mm-hmm. in play-by-play when yep. he grew up.
Yeah.
Had to sideline that for a print career for several years.
Yep, that was Bob's great gift.
And now we're back. He's back in working with his son, and they do a great job. His son Jeff is, I talked to him one day, and he's in, oh, he's got a great voice, a great delivery. He knows what he's doing.
I love both those guys. They both make me laugh very heartily.
They're good guys. Then at KFH, what time's the show on over there, Ted?
2 o'clock, every weekday afternoon.
Yeah, if you're into sports, there you go. And a local flavor, right?
Okay. Of course. That's almost all they talk about.
One of our news stories this morning from Fox News is about whooping cough making a comeback in several states and other countries. And this can be fatal for children especially. Now, a lot of people, most people are inoculated against this now. And I don't know if I ever was, but I caught that the summer before my junior year in high school. I caught it, and I didn't know what it was. But I kept having this cough, and Mom, I've got a cough. All right. Went out for two-a-day football practices, and Ted, after about several of those practices running wind sprints, when I started coughing and almost passed out, I thought, this is serious.
This is something worse.
Went to see the doctor. He says, don't tell anybody this. He says, you've got a whooping cough, and you need to fall out, but we don't want people to know about it, so we don't want to start an epidemic. So I dropped out of football, and that was the end of my football career, but got over it. And but it's tough. You will just cough until you pass out.
How is that ethical? You're not supposed to tell anyone.
Well, in those days, that's the way they did those kind of things. Now, he said, yeah, one other guy. They knew of one other guy who had it. That's a doctor. I'm going to tell you it's unethical. It's what the doctor told me.
Okay.
It's what we did. A lot of my friends knew what I was doing anyway. All right.
By the way, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Do you remember when the last time you had a tetanus shot was?
No. And did we have to renew those now and then?
Yes.
Okay.
Generally, I think they say 10 or 11 years, something like that. Anyway, the tetanus shot, Tdap, is pertussis T-dap. As well, whooping cough.
So. Yeah. All right, it's 7:42 now, Steve and Ted. And coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update this morning. Boeing jet deliveries take a first quarter hit. That's on the way, Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning, KNSS 7:47 now, and three big things.
Three.
Bomb threat on the Wichita State University campus overnight. No bomb was found.
Two
people hospitalized after a house fire in South Wichita caused by someone smoking while on oxygen.
One.
Pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations continue on U.S. college campuses. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at the Cordell and Cordell traffic cameras, we can see a stalled-out vehicle, so you'll want to watch out for a slowdown here. Westbound Kellogg, and it's right there at the ramp to I-135. Some heavy traffic in that area as well. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
20% chance for rain this morning, becoming partly cloudy today with a high of 82 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 63. Saturday, 80% chance for showers and storms, and a high of 80 degrees. Now a cloudy sky, south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, 67 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And KNSS weather is brought to you by the Monarch. Whiskey lovers, go to the Monarch for nightcap specials every day from 10 till midnight. Get half-priced pints and $7 signature old fashions. The Monarch, West Douglas in historic Delano. Steve at 10 in the morning, coming up 7 o'clock Sunday night right here on KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. And John, for right now, is not hosting his own show. He's having substitutes. John is running for office, and so he's having some BS come in. And this week, the guest host will be Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Good to have you with us. Hey, what's the highlights of the show coming up? I know you've got a number of people planning to come in as guests.
You know, it's interesting. John may not be on the air, but he does a lot of work organizing these special guests on the show. And I'm really impressed with how he does that. But this week we have Tony Lyons that will be talking about the RFK Jr. as a candidate and how that might impact the Trump and Biden race. He's got author Cheryl Chumley, who is going to be talking about anti-Semitism on college campuses. We have publisher Tony Lyons talking about the RFK Jr. Situation. I should say we also have Marcy Laffine, who will be talking about the 30 by 30 plan for Joe Biden has announced this, if you will, climate change initiative to take over 30% of the land and 30% of the water by 2030. So she'll talk about that. And then we have Caroline Moore, who is a vice president of Parents Defending Education. And she'll be talking about the Title IX announcement by the administration that deals with the gender identity in single sex spaces like bathrooms and locker rooms. And so they have all that, plus Blake Carpenter, who's the pro tem of the Kansas legislature, will be talking about what's going on under the dome.
Yeah, Jim.
There's a lot going on here.
Jim, you talk about the veto, that especially that tax veto that Laura Kelly has done. I'll be talking about that as well, won't you?
Oh, that's going to be a major topic, I assure you.
Yeah. Listen, hey, good luck to you. Have a good show there Sunday night. Sedgwick County Commissioner Jim Howell. He'll be filling in on the John Ritter Show Sunday night at 7 here on KNSS. The president has signed a law that could ban TikTok, but the legal battle is far from over.
Fox on Tech.
TikTok, the popular social media app, says it will go to court to stop the government from forcing it to find new ownership. TikTok CEO says the app is vital to millions of Americans.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
On Wednesday, President Biden signed a comprehensive foreign aid package, which includes a provision forcing Chinese-based ByteDance to sell TikTok within the next 9 months. Virginia Senator Mark Warner says Congress acted to protect national security.
Absolutely. It is not a ban. It is saying that a enterprise that literally potentially collects 170 million Americans' data and has the potential to influence what you see in a way of foreign interference, I believe is a national security threat.
With Fox on Tech, Mark Meredith, Fox News.
Slow growth in the U.S. economy brings a tough day on Wall Street.
The major average is falling as bond yields spike following a disappointing GDP report as signs of chronic inflation are driving interest rate worries. Gross domestic product, the broadest measure of goods and services produced across the economy, growing by 1.6% in the first quarter. The figure is much lower than what economists were expecting. Communication services were the worst performing sector, drag lower by Meta Platforms. Its stock fell 10%. IBM was the worst performer in the Dow. Big Blue delivering a first quarter earnings beat, but revenue miss. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Merck, and Boeing. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, IBM, and Nike. The Dow falling 375 points. The Nasdaq down 101. S&P 500 lower by 23. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Commercial jet deliveries for Boeing dropped more than 36% year over year in the first quarter, following the Federal Aviation Administration grounding and delivery halt of the company's best-selling 737 MAX back in early January. First quarter earnings for commercial jets, $4.7 billion, with a negative operating margin of 24.5% and a 31% year-over-year revenue drop. That's according to Boeing in a release in its first quarter report this week. A good part of Boeing jets, of course, are manufactured at Spirit AeroSystems, Wichita's largest employer.
After more than four decades in banking, Mike Babich has joined one of the area's most well-known commercial real estate and development companies. Thursday, Wichita-based Occidental Management announced Babich. Most recently, CrossFirst Bank's Managing Director of Wichita Business Banking as its Vice President of Strategic Initiatives. In the position, Babich is tasked with working internally and externally to align Occidental's organizational strategies in target markets to capitalize on strategic growth opportunities. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. All right, today is National Richter Scale Day. Measuring earthquakes.
I'm shaking.
Right? It honors the birth of Richter Scale inventor Charles Richter.
Larry Richter.
He was born in...
Charles Richter?
Charlie.
Okay, okay.
He was born in 1900, died in 1985. He was an American seismologist and physicist, most famous as the inventor of the Richter magnitude scale, which quantified the size of earthquakes while working at the California Institute of Technology with Beno Gutenberg. Richter first used the scale in 1935. My feeling is, how do you do that if you... Well, you got to wait for an earthquake to measure an earthquake, and you never know when one's going to come.
Oh.
Those guys must have been out there sitting there with their lemonade and their pipe. And their
cigars. That's why it's named after him. It's not named after Boehner Guggenheim. It's named after
apparently
Charlie Richter.
Richter was a very patient man waiting for the next earthquake.
You know, it's good when you have an invention that's named after you. That means you came up with something pretty good.
I'm glad I invented that computer of mine, the Mac.
Mac. Checks are still coming in.
You bet. All right, coming up, we've got don't miss the 8 o'clock hour, Steve and Ted. Got a lot of stuff planned for you this morning. Protests continue in U.S. college campuses, pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel. We'll tell you about that. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll take a look at a home weekend for Shocker baseball and an interesting Royals game yesterday. We'll talk about that in sports.
Plus entertainment news. The Blur is coming up.
Yeah, we'll send you off into your weekend with good items and sound in the Blur at 8:35.
And traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.